Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, your inspiration station with coaches Wendy, Krista, and Shermin. Our goal is to search out and share with you the latest news about how to become and stay empowered to make the most transformative lifestyle or business building choices. For 30 minutes each Monday at 12 noon U.S. Eastern Time, you will have the opportunity to hear inspiring interviews with coaches specializing in a variety of life-transforming areas. It is our intent to provide you a once-a-week break of inspiration to carry you throughout your week. Your co-hosts are Wendy, who is a business transformation coach, Krista, who is a healthy lifestyle coach, and Shermin, who is a success coach. It is important to know that all of the concepts and information presented during any of our shows are for educational purposes only. They are not intended to guarantee results of any kind. Please consult with professionals before embarking on any lifestyle or business-related changes. Again, welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, your inspiration station. We hope you enjoy the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Sky's the Limit Radio. This is Wendy, one of your co-hosts, and I'm here today with our other two co-hosts, Krista and Shermin. Hello, ladies.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Wendy. This is Krista. Glad to be here with you.
And this is Shermin. Hello, ladies, and welcome to our listeners out there. Today, we have the great pleasure of having Dr. Rosie Kuhn back on our show. Dr. Rosie, as you know, has been a frequent guest, and it's always a great learning experience for all of us when she's here. She is such an inspiration. Besides being an author, educator, coach, and leadership facilitator, Dr. Rosie has a PhD in transpersonal psychology and is a preeminent thought leader in the field of transformational coaching, coach training, and leadership development.
Dr. Rosie specializes in transforming belief systems that hold individuals back in business and life. Her unique coaching model is based on systems theory, transpersonal psychology, and years of immersion in the study of addictions. She has successfully coached and trained professionals cross-functionally in numerous educational, nonprofit, and for-profit organizations. As an educator, Rosie created the Transformational Coaching Training Program, which she also facilitated for 10 years. She has appeared on the podium, television, and radio at the San Francisco New Living Expo, Santa Clara University, and the Institute of Transpersonal Psychology, and she is the author of the popular book Self-Empowerment 101 and founder of the Paradigm Shifts Coaching Group. Wow.
We had Rosie on our show on several previous occasions when we talked with her about personal transformation, spiritually transformative experiences, how to cultivate spirituality in children, and how to diet like a guru. If you missed any of these interviews, you can go to Blog Talk Radio at www.blogtalkradio.com/skies the limit, where all our past shows are archived. The title of our show today is Who's Running My Business? Another important topic, especially for the coaches out there. So welcome back to Sky's the Limit Radio, Rosie. It's always great to have you back on our show.
Thanks, Krista. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Awesome,
thank you, Rosie.
So much
thank you for coming on our show again. We always learn so much from you. So let's get started. We have a lot of questions for you today. I'm curious, where did the title come from, Who's Running My Business?
A friend of mine is going to be hosting me in a workshop, actually two workshops outside Minneapolis in August, and we were talking about the challenges of being in business, and it came to me that quite often we're making decisions that are not in alignment with our highest truths, our highest values, our vision for what we're doing. And so when we're not making choices and decisions based on our highest values, our highest truths, our highest vision, who's making that decision for us? And so that's how the title came up, is who's making those decisions when they're not smart decisions?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's a great title and a great topic, like we said, to get into. Because, yeah, who is making those decisions? We always get so busy and distracted with all the busy work. And then we can kind of let that kind of get away from us. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, not only that, there's so many, I'm using air quotes here over the phone, so many professionals that tell us the right way to do it, or research says do it this way, and the business gurus, another air quote, say this is how you can maximize your, you know, finances, or this is how you can maximize getting clients now. All of those kind of things that says this is the best way, and quite often it's overwhelming, and. And so we end up playing video games or FaceTime or Facebook or something other than, okay, how do I actually choose? And I've started a video series, and which will soon be a book as well, called Dilemmas of a Small Business Guru. And my sense is we're all in the process of becoming small business gurus. We all want to be successful, I believe, at what we're doing. However, it's really challenging to decide who to listen to, and in a sense, then who's running my business.
Yeah, no, absolutely. There's so much coming at us. You know, we were talking about that before the show, and we can just be so distracted and overstimulated that all you want to go do is just hide under the covers. So,
yeah,
on that one.
Right.
Wendy.
Yeah, that's really funny. Rosie, can you talk a little bit about your experience working with people in business? What experiences have you had?
Oh gosh, well I've worked with people who start, you know, in terms of their own startups, and that includes very small businesses to people who have you know $200,000-$300,000 first year businesses, and I've worked with executives and in the corporate management teams. So I've kind of run the gamut, which has been really, really fun and has really supported a lot of what I bring into the world. I wrote another book, a book called Dilemmas of Being in Business, and that was more of about the corporate life and the dilemmas and the challenges that people face. And I want to distinguish when I say dilemmas, it's like we have challenges. Like there's a lot of challenging aspects of running a business, like, you know, do I get a license? Do I get insurance? You know, who do I get for a bookkeeper? How many hours of a week? And how do I balance my work with my life? You know, that balance, and my children and my husband or my partner. But the other thing is the dilemma. So there's challenges, but the dilemma is, should I do this? Do I do this? And that is different in a sense that there's a conflicting commitment. It's like people say, get insurance, or people say don't get insurance, or people say make sure you have a license or a certification or whatever people are saying. So people are saying this, but I'm not sure that's in my highest truth or my highest good or my values. It's like, how do I do that? How do I choose what I choose? So the dilemmas are when we're facing, in a sense, I want this, but is this really what I want now? That this or that, should I, shouldn't I, those kinds of things. And those dilemmas face us every day, like should I hide under my covers for the next 3 hours, or should I get up and, you know, do some of this? Or it's that place of this or that, most likely. And every one of us, you know, should I, in the corporate world, it's should I, you know, should I listen to my boss so that he likes me more so that I can get a raise, or should I put myself out there in a more integrous way and talk about what's true for me so I can share my innovations? It's like, well, one will lead you perhaps to getting, you know, a promotion. Not sure about the other one. And so how do we choose? How do we choose?
Right. The only situation I can think of where you wouldn't necessarily have to choose is if you're in a military job that they're telling you you have to do this particular. Well, that's my experience for sure.
That's right.
For sure.
That's right.
To get promoted
and that,
or whatever.
Where we are, I believe in you know, there is a paradigm shift going on in our world where the ground rules are changing. And, you know, especially those of us who are of a more spiritual or transformational base, it's like, who do we listen to? And how do we listen to, you know, that person that's running our business, if you will? And
mm-hmm.
how do we empower ourselves? I like how you guys introduced that. How do we empower ourselves to actually shift the ground rules so that they're in alignment or that I'm in alignment with what's true for me?
Mm-hmm.
It's very challenging, but I think it's essential not only for business growth, but also for our personal and spiritual growth.
So how do you help your clients figure these things out as far as what they should do? Do they have some kind of assessment or exercises?
Great question. Because dilemmas don't come from here's the facts and here's the evidence. Dilemmas come from fear. All right, the dilemma is, do I get licensed? You know, for quite a few coaches, it's do I get certified? Do I get that certification? Do I get insurance? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And or do I get more education? Do I get more training? That more thing is what's the question? Where's that question come from? In a sense, what's the source of that question? And quite often it's like, I'm afraid, and then fill in the blank. I'm afraid I'm not enough. I'm afraid people will find out I'm not good. I'm lousy. I'm afraid that I won't get clients. You know, I better take more marketing classes. I better take more training and how to sell myself. And it's all this. It's all about fear. It's all about fear. The dilemma is if I do it according to my highest truth, my highest values, and my vision, will I make money? It's like, I'm afraid I won't make money if I do it according to my heart's desire. So I better do it according to what other people are telling me to do. And quite often, that doesn't lead to success. It doesn't lead to, more importantly, it doesn't lead to fulfillment of our human spirit. And that, to me, is the most important element of why we do what we do, is to fulfill our human spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So your question is, I ask them, what's this dilemma about for you? What's this choice point for you? And again, it's like, well, if I do what I love to do, I don't know if I'll make money. So if I do what the experts are telling me to do, maybe I'll make money, but I don't know that I'll be happier. It's like, well, how do you decide? How do you choose? So those are the biggest questions I ask is, what is it you want? What's the conflicting commitments? You know, mostly it's fear and safety and thriving and having a great life. And it's how do you choose? And most people, if you say directly, well, do you want to live from fear or do you want to live from your inspiration? People are going to say, I want to live from inspiration. That's why I created this business, because I was inspired. It's like, okay, great. What needs to shift so that that's possible? Well, I have to let go of my fear. I have to let go of thinking everybody's right and I'm not. I have to stop thinking of myself as an idiot and start running my business from my own alignment with my integrity and my trust. I have to start trusting that I can trust myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that statement in itself is probably foundational to every single person I've ever spoken to, whether it's an executive or a person who's going to start her own yoga classes or something. It doesn't matter. It's, can I trust that I can trust myself to make good decisions?
Yeah. So basically you're saying no fear, then no dilemma. So you just
that's
go for it.
That's right. And sometimes there's nothing to do. It's like, well, what? Because I operate my principles is operate from what I'm inspired to do. I'm inspired to talk to you guys, so I put that on my calendar. noon on July 11th. I'm inspired to go out and walk, or I'm inspired to fill the bird bird baths. You know, I'm inspired to go get some breakfast, or I'm, you know, so I'm working constantly on inspiration, from inspiration, because for me that's the most essential way of being in the world. And people go, that's crazy. Like, how do you get things done? I don't know, but I now have 10 books published, and I have, you know, hundreds of blogs and, you know, all kinds of fun things going on.
Wow.
And it's all based on inspiration. And I want people to live this way. I want them to run their businesses that way, because then, you know, the money comes in because they're doing it from that wise person inside, not just because somebody told me to do this. I was working with a woman. She's on the East Coast, and she's has been studying to be a health coach. And the majority of the coaching training is, here's how you build your business. Not about the training on the, you know, the skills of coaching, but here's how you build your business. And she called me because she said, it is not in alignment with my integrity. It's not alignment with my values. And I need more of the training. I need more of what you're offering me. It's because I train people on a one-to-one basis now and do some other trainings as well.
Mm-hmm.
But she said, we're supposed to be doing homework based on the research and what other people have told us to do to get our business going. She said, it is not in alignment with my integrity. At the same time, I feel guilty if I don't do it because I've paid money to take this training. And it's like, that's you see here the dilemma?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, do I follow something
because
somebody told me to, and now I feel guilty because I'm not following what they're telling me, but it's not in alignment with my heart, my heart's desire.
That is a dilemma. Sure.
But I'm telling you, I'm guaranteed every single person has these levels of dilemmas of, do I do it because this expert said to do it, or do I listen to my heart and find another way? And this is one of the values of having a coach, a business coach or a life coach, to say, how, as a thinking partner, like, how are you making this decision? And the essence of coaching for me is not to tell people what to do or say, here's the list of to-dos to think about. It's, how are you choosing this? And the how we're choosing this is we're choosing based on emotions.
Mm.
Generally, we're choosing based on fear.
Mm-hmm.
And in a sense, inspiration is an emotional state as well. And, you know, I want people to choose from that.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Wow, that's a great example that you shared with us. I think Krista has another question as well.
Yeah, Rosie, you mentioned earlier that you actually have a book called Dilemma of Being in Business.
Yes.
How did that come about? Is that based on your personal experiences?
It is. I was invited to do some guest blogging for a site called activegarage.com. And I wrote about, the fellow said, hey, you know, will you write for me and about business? And I go, well, everybody's writing about business. What are people not writing about? And we came up with spirituality and business. And so I first wrote a book called The ABCs of Spirituality and Business. What I did was 26 blogs for him. And those 26 blogs became the ABCs of Spirituality and Business. And he said, well, would you write another book? Would you write some more blogs? And it's like, yeah. And so I wrote Dilemmas of Being in Business as blogs and then put them together as a book. And each one of those blogs is based on a particular client of mine and their particular dilemma. So the Dilemmas of Being in Business really is a great book for people in business, but also for coaches to look at as a book for skill building in this field, because it's like, what's the dilemma here that this person is involved in? What are they trying to do? What do they want to do? A lot of people in management area who want to become leaders, do they follow that make the boss happy, hide out? You know, what do we do so we get our raises or we get the promotions? But is that really in alignment with our integrity and our truth and our highest contributions to the world? And too often people sell their souls And they don't even know it. They just go, this is what I have to do to get hired or get a promotion or get that raise or get that transfer. It's like, is that really what you want? And if so, I'll support you in getting that. But let's look at it specifically so you're clear about what you're up to here and where you, how you're making this decision, from fear or from your highest contribution to this company or to the world.
So this will be a great resource for a lot of coaches out there. Where can they get this book? Can you share that with us?
Sure. Dilemmas of Being in Business is on Amazon. It's on. You can see it on my website. It's also on Amazon as a book, a hard copy book, and also as a e-book. And it's also translated into Spanish and Portuguese and Italian, I think. So
oh,
that's
my goodness.
Wow.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So we'll be sure to put this on our Facebook page as well.
Thank you. I just was reading it the other day as part of getting prepared for this conversation. It's like, wow, it's a really valuable book. And a lot of my blogs are also on my website. So, you may not be ready to buy the book or download the book, but it's available also in blogs on my website. So you just have to Google Dilemmas of Being in Business, and you'll come up with all kinds of information, and it'll take you to my website.
That's great. Thank you so much for sharing this. Shimon, do you have a question?
Yeah, so Rosie, you're saying that the source of most dilemmas that people are facing in business is really fear?
Yes.
Yeah, and, I know fear and versus inspiration, and, yeah, we all want to go from the heart and from inspiration. But that bridge is that gap is sometimes so hard to bridge, however small we make it. Do you have any tools or any tips as to how one can kind of start bridging that gap between fear and inspiration?
Great question. So first of all, every business starts with inspiration. Everything. It's like, you guys having this radio show. It's like, that would be fun. And we think in terms of, wow, let's do that. And you can say, yeah, but how do we do it with three people? That's going to be too hard. And who do we do it with? And, oh, my God, what do we do about this and that? And so the what to do or how to do it can become frustrating very quickly. And if we stay with the idea of here's what I want to do and stay with the inspiration, the rest of it will come over time. And quite often we're in a hurry. It's like, I want to make money, or I want to sell this book and make a million dollars. It doesn't usually happen that way. It usually happens incrementally because we're building our ability for sustainability and resilience. We're building our abilities to be with business, as a small business guru. So if for me, my vision statement is the fulfillment of the human spirit. Of every, through the empowerment of every individual on the planet. That's my vision. That inspires me to do something today, to make something happen. Now, my fear is going to come up and go, that's too big. You can't do that. You can't save the world or whatever it is that, that part of me says, you can't do that. It's like, okay, but I'm inspired enough to stay in my vision to do something. And it might be right. It might be make a phone call. It might be call my coach. It might be could be anything. It could be going out for a walk, and that gives me inspiration to think more about how do I want to do this? What's the next thing? And generally speaking, again, this is we think in terms of spiritual principles. We will be told what to do. We will be given the information, from our intuition, from our wise inner guru. It's there, and if it's meant to be, and if we're really committed, that's the piece, is if we listen to what we're committed to, it will follow. Build it, and it will come. They will come.
Yeah.
But if we go, I can't do that, or I don't know how to do that, and I, and focus on where I don't trust myself to do something, that's what's going to get me you know, back to doing things that are not fun, not fulfilling, and not inspiring. So it's really, and I think that hiring a coach is so important for every single individual to hold that, you know, a coach holds that commitment for us when we lose our way, when we get too scared. Our coach is right there as our champion to say, let's look at this again.
Yeah.
So those
think,
are a few things that
talking.
I would
say that again. No, those are great. Yeah, no, as you were talking, I was thinking we often want, or maybe that's me, to have things all, you know, to be able to see the whole finished product and have everything in order before we get started kind of thing. But it's more take a step, and then that step will help you to figure out the next step, and then take another step.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, that makes so much sense.
It's the same in any adventure that we take or adventure. If we marry somebody, we think it's going to be forever, and we think it's going to look happily ever after. It doesn't. One day looks different than the other, and if we allow ourselves to be in that open-mindedness, then we perceive the challenges. We go, oh, here's a challenge. Oh, I didn't see this coming. And the same with parenting. I wrote a book called Parent Like a Guru, and I wrote a book called Diet Like a Guru. But that Parent Like a Guru, it's like we're in a place of openness because we know every day is going to be different. You know, we know that when we had a baby, that baby wasn't going to stay a baby. We knew on some level that baby's going to grow, and we have to grow along with it. And it's the same way with our business. It's like an entity or a being that's alive and well, and we have to be in relationship with this being as an entity and nourish it and nurture it in ways that are going to bring it to fulfillment. That's our commitment that we make when we start.
Right.
But we forget.
We forget and we get scared.
And this is true for me. Yeah. I've been doing this work for, gosh, almost 20 years, and, you know, there are days where I go, well, what am I going to do today? It's like, I don't know. I don't know. And
there'll always be some part of that, yeah.
That's right. And I can make things happen, but in some moments, I just need to do nothing, you know, go read a book, go for a walk, take a bath, just that
Wait
kind
for
of... That's right. And not be in a hurry and not judge and say, I feel guilty that I'm not working right now. Most of us do that. And the other thing is a lot of us, if we're especially small business people who have to do it all for a while, we go, oh, if I'm not doing something, it must mean I'm not good at this or I'm inadequate or I'm, we just fill in the blanks. And it's like we blame ourselves rather than saying, just stop right now. Just stop. Take a breath. Go for a walk.
Yeah, and we're getting kind of close to our having to stop the conversation, unfortunately. I want to be sure we have a little bit of time left where you can tell us a little bit about what's going on for you. There's several events coming up for you in August, and it'd be really great to share with people what it is that you're involved with, if you can.
Awesome. Thank you. I have three workshops coming up in the Midwest in August. One is in Madison, Wisconsin, and that's called the Heart of Entrepreneurship, Transformational Skills for Visionaries, Creatives, and Entrepreneurs. That's the 6th and 7th of August, and it's a workshop to really support exactly what we're talking about here, is developing the conversation with the inner wisdom of our inner guru. The other two are in a place called Brainerd, Minnesota, outside Minneapolis, and one's called Who's Running My Business, and that focuses on, again, more of what we're talking about, and that's on the 10th and 11th of August. And then the 13th, 14th, that weekend, is Deep Recovery. We're talking about mental health issues, but also deep recovery in terms of recovering from our addictions, not only to substances, but our emotional addictions. And even now in this conversation, we're addicted to fear. We're addicted to thinking fear thoughts. So deep recovery really supports everyone in shifting that. So that's what's going on. If you go to my website, theparadigmshifts.com, www.sky'sthelimit.com. You can find out more about all of those events.
That's excellent. Thank you so much, Rosie. We'll put that on our Facebook page, theparadigmshift.com. It is wonderful to have had you again with us, and I hope that we can continue as we have our conversation with you in the future, Rosie.
Thanks. I'll look forward to coming back. I really enjoy talking with you guys. It's great fun.
You shared such great information again, as always. Thanks again. And guess what? We're about to be out of time. So thank you, everyone, for listening. And follow us on Facebook as well as our website at skysthelimitradio.com. We appreciate you for listening, and we hope you enjoyed our show today as much as we did. Please feel free to share your thoughts, comments, and feedback on our We love to hear from you. Make sure you don't miss that one episode that can make a difference in your life, so stay tuned to your inspiration. For now, Krista and Sherman signing off. Until next week, and remember, the sky's the limit for what you can do. Have a good week, everyone. Bye.
Bye, everyone. Thanks,
Bye,
Rosie.
Everyone. Bye, Rosie.